Hallelujah. Glory to God. If you have your word, we're going to go on into the word of the Lord on this morning, coming from John chapter 2 and verse 19. Hallelujah. And I know when you get to it, it may sound like, why is she coming from here? But because of what we're facing and what we're going through, somebody on today is feeling down and feeling not too sure about what's going to happen. But I just want to encourage you on today. Hallelujah. Coming from John chapter 2, verse 19. Hallelujah. I won't be before you long unless the Lord say something different. And the scripture reads, and Jesus answered and said unto them, destroy this temple, and in 3 days I will raise it up. Hallelujah. Destroy this temple, and in 3 days I will raise it up. While you're sitting there, I want you to look at somebody. Maybe you're by yourself. If you're by yourself, lay your hands on yourself. But I want you to tell them, look at them real good, and look at them and say, neighbor, we shall rise again. Hallelujah. I want you to get excited and get to understand. And we're going to prophetically speak to you on today to let you know that you shall rise again. No matter what's going on in your life, no matter what's happening, no matter what's going on. And I know you have stopped and you've talked to the Lord and you've wondered. You probably had table discussions. You probably had video conferencing calls trying to figure out and understand what in the world is going on. But I've come to tell you on today that no matter what it looks like on today, that you shall rise again. In other words, you're going to get up again. In other words, you're not going to stay down in that downtrodden place. In our scripture on today, and we understand and we associate it with the death, burial, and resurrection of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. And we know we are in that time frame where we are celebrating what Jesus has done for us. But as he began to speak, he had to let his disciples know, look, the time is coming. He knew what his purpose was, and he knew that he was getting ready to go through. But he had to let them know that even though they might destroy this temple, he let the people know that you may destroy this temple, not the church. Understand, the world is looking and saying, oh, the church is this, and the church has no power, and the church has no authority. But he came to let us know that even though you may destroy this temple, even though you may close the doors, but in 3 days it's coming back again. Look at somebody and say, we shall rise again. Hallelujah. And one thing I like about it, when we come back, we're coming back with more power. Don't get ahead of yourself, girl, but slow it down for a moment, because Jesus knew that there was a time coming that he would have to fulfill what his purpose was. And I want you to understand on today that in order to fulfill your purpose, there are some things you're going to have to endure. There are some things you're going to have to go through. There are some things that's going to come to you that's going to seem out of the norm, and that's going to seem crazy, that's going to be like, Lord, what in the world? Why did you choose me to go through this? That's because God said, I'm trying to get you to your purpose. I'm trying to release something, not just in you, but in the earth realm. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And see what has to happen. Let's go to John chapter 12, verse 24. Because see, when you want to rise again, there is something that has to take place before you can get up again. John 12 and 24 says, verily, verily, I say unto you, except a corn of wheat, hallelujah, fall into the ground and die, it abide alone. But if it die, it bringeth forth much fruit. I want you to look at somebody and say, you got to die in order to bring forth the fruit. You got to die in order to bring forth the fruit. Then let them know, you shall rise again. See, Jesus understood that before he could reconcile the entire world back unto his Father, that he had to die. He had to go down into the ground. He had to give up his life in order to be raised again, that you and I could have a right to the tree of life. I want you to understand on today that what you are facing, that what you are going through, it didn't come to kill you, to make you silent, but it came to kill you, that you, hallelujah, could release much fruit unto the Lord. Look at somebody and say, you shall rise again. Glory to God. The word tells us that except the grain of wheat, unless it goes into the ground, it's not going to do anything. As long as you remain a seed, hallelujah, you cannot produce any fruit. As long as there are seeds on the shelf in the agricultural stores and in the garden stores, there's producing nothing. It's just a seed in a packet. Glory to God. But you got, in order for it to bring forth the fruit that it's intended to bring forth, it's got to die. And I want you to understand today, my sons and daughters, my brothers and sisters, that in order for you to bring forth what God has intended for you to bring, you've got to die. You cannot continue to live and do your own agenda. You cannot continue to live and do the thing that you want to do. See, really what this is all about is God is bringing us back to a place that we realize that it's all about Him, that we are, hallelujah, dependent upon Him. Too many people got dependent, and there's nothing wrong. We thank God for the church building. We thank God for the assembling and coming together, hallelujah, with our brothers and sisters with Christ. But too many people got dependent upon being able to come together on a Sunday morning, on a Wednesday night, to get a word from the Lord. They backed away from getting time with the Lord with themselves. They lost out on meditating on God and the word for themselves. They waited for the preacher on Sunday morning to bring a word, and then they may have went home and studied that word. But see, in this season, in this time, God has put us in a place where we got to get it for ourselves. We got to get in the face of God, and we got to trust God. Hallelujah. You shall rise again. You shall get up again. You got to come to a place where you decide, well, Lord, either I'm going to trust you or I'm not. You got to come to a place where you say, Lord, either I'm going to do what you want me to do or I'm not. And you got to be willing to know that it didn't come to kill you, but it's come to make you better. Except the corn of wheat fall into the ground and die, it abides alone. I told you, you're just sitting on the shelf. Some of you are sitting there and you're just sitting on the shelf. You're not producing anything. You're not drawing anybody. You're not doing anything. You're just sitting all alone. But during this season, God wants us to die, because there's fruit that He wants to pull out of us. There is fruit that He needs to be produced. We're not producing like we should. Hallelujah. Except the grain of wheat fall into the ground and die, it abides alone. But if it die, it bringeth forth much fruit. I don't know about you, but I want to bring forth much fruit. The way I produce it may not be the same way that you produce it, but the fact is that we all produce fruit, hallelujah, unto the Lord. We want to produce fruit unto the Lord. So don't feel like in this season of where you are that there's nothing left, that there is nothing going to happen. You may be feeling like, God, I'm never going to get out of this. And when am I going to go back to life being normal? I'm here to tell you, baby, you won't go back to life being normal. There is nothing normal about what's getting ready to take place. Yes, it's going to be a difference. Yes, it's going to be a new normal. But what will your new normal be when you go back to not serving the Lord? Will you go back to not worshiping the Lord like you know you should? Some of us are sitting in our homes and we got anxious and we got nervous and we started worshiping God. We started praying, Lord, don't let this virus get me. Lord, don't just cover me, Lord. Lord, keep me. But when this is all over, when they say go back, what will your prayer be? Will you still seek the Lord? Will you still go after God like you know you should? Will you be a fruit producer, or will you be a shelf sitter? Will you still sit on the shelf? And even though you are in a close place, even though you are in a dark place, I want you to know you shall rise again. This is not your end. This is not your demise, but you are coming up again. You shall get up again. You shall rise again. What God is coming after is our selfish ways, is our selfish desires. Because see, when we walk after the lust of the flesh and after the lust of the eyes and the pride of life, we are no good to the kingdom of God. Too many people, hallelujah. Let me talk to the church for a moment. Too many people in church, hallelujah. We got our eyes set on us. And I understand, and I'm not knocking nobody. If you branding yourself, and if you're trying to look good in the professional pictures, and you're trying to look good with what you do and how you dress, hallelujah. But is your branding really bringing anybody to Christ? Is your good looking dress bringing anybody to Christ? What are you doing while you are branding yourself? What are you producing while you're branding yourself? See, God got us in a place. He got you in a place where your brand don't mean nothing. Where your good clothes don't mean nothing. Where your slick hair don't mean nothing. Where your fancy clothes don't mean nothing. He got you in a place that says, but can you release the word of God to a hungry, to a nervous and a dying nation now? Can you tell the world that it's going to be all right? Can you help them to understand that God really does love us? Can you help them to understand that even though their loved one died, that God yet has his hands on us? Can you help them to understand that there is hope in Christ, even though the world looks hopeless? Can you help them to see that there is hope in God? Are you still concerned about your honorarium? Are you concerned about who's giving you money? Are you concerned about who's inviting you to their church? Are you concerned about how many events and invitations you had to cancel? What are you concerned about? Is it about the souls of the people? Is it about the souls of the people that are in your congregation? Is it about the souls of the people that have been assigned to your hands? Are you concerned? Except you die and get rid of your fleshly ways, you are no good to the kingdom of God. You see, God has brought a shaking to the body of Christ like never before. It's not just to the world, but it rains on the just as well as the unjust. And see, it's raining on us now. There is a shaking going on in the thing that we call church. People are running to and fro. They're trying to find a real word from God. They're trying to find out what is it that God is saying. But God is shaking his men and women of God. We've got to stand true. It's time to show what you're made of. It's time to show what you really got. Let your talk, hallelujah. Can your walk match your talk? Glory to God. You're not dying. You're not going away, but you shall rise again. God just trying to get out of you everything that's not like you. God trying to get us in a place that's like him, that we can be more like him, that we can act like him. We say we want to walk like him and we want to talk like him. We say we are his ambassadors. We say we belong to him. Well, now the time God is causing us to strip off to show what we really are. You're going to rise again. You're going to get up again. You're going to produce fruit, because that's what God is after. He's after you producing fruit. Understand Proverbs 24 and 16, and I'm really almost finished. I'm getting ready to close it up. I know you said, no, that's the shortest she's ever preached. For a just man falleth seven times and rise up again, but the wicked shall fall into mischief. A just man falls seven times. Tell somebody, I may have fallen, but I'm getting up again. I may have missed the mark, but I'm getting up again. I may have sat down on God, but I'm getting up again. You shall rise again. You shall rise again. You shall rise again. You shall rise again. Tell somebody, I shall rise again. You shall rise again. You shall rise again. You got to declare prophetically that you're getting back up again. You got to declare that you ain't your current situation. It's not permanent. It's just temporary. Tell them it's just temporary. You're going to rise again. We're going to get up again. We're going to walk again. We're going to congregate again. Our churches are going to be full. The chairs are going to be full. You're going to be able to run across the floor. You're going to be able to dance again. You're going to be able to give God the glory. You're going to be able to give God the praise, because you shall rise again. I just want to let you know. Well, you say, preacher, I'm going to rise again. The scripture says that if you destroy the temple, that in 3 days, I'm going to rise again. God, Jesus said, I'll raise it up again. Well, what has to happen As I talked to the Lord, I heard the Holy Spirit say there's only one requirement for you to be able to rise again. And I said, Lord, what is that? I said, what do I have to do in order to rise again? Because we read that we got to die, that unless I die, I don't bring no fruit in. Jesus already said that destroy it and I'm going to raise it back up. I said, well, God, what is the one requirement that we have to do? What is the one thing that I got to do in order to rise again? And I heard the Holy Spirit say, in order to rise again. This might make you run around your living room and your coffee, your living room table. Hallelujah. This might make you fall out on the floor. This might make you get mad and turn the whole thing off. Hallelujah. But I heard the Holy Spirit say that in order for us to rise again, he said, we've got to submit ourselves to the Lord. We got to submit ourselves. I know that's a word that the church don't use a whole lot. I know that's a word that the world don't use a lot because they coined the song many years ago, it's your thing, do what you want to do. But I'm here to tell you, honey, when you belong to the Lord, it's not your thing, it's a God thing. You can't do what you want to do. You got to submit yourself unto the Lord. Hallelujah. Matthew, and see if Jesus submitted, we got to submit. Matthew 26 and 39. Yes, we got to submit. And see, when Jesus was getting ready to come into his time of dying, he'd already said that if you kill me, I'm going to raise it up again. But when he was getting ready to come into the reality of what was getting ready to take place, his flesh like, oh, hold on, wait a minute. And see, you ran around the church. We run around the church. Hallelujah. Oh Lord, save me. Oh Lord, use me. Lord, have your way. When the prophet said that the Lord was going to take you to the nations, you just hollered and cried. You said, oh yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Here I am, God. Have your way. Lord, I say yes to your will and yes to your way. He said, but I need you to die. And then when the reality of it came, of you being submitted to the nations, of you going to the nations, when he told you, before I can put you on center stage, you got to die. He told Jesus, before you can produce fruit, before I can raise you up, that you can redeem men and women back to me, you got to die. Oh, yes. Matthew 26 and 39. Jesus was in the garden. Woo, he had been praying. And he said, and he went a little further. In other words, he had prayed, got up, and he got up and saw the situation hadn't changed. And he hadn't heard that God was changing his mind. He went a little further and he asked again. And he fell on his face and prayed. See, he asked the Lord. He'd been asking. See, it only gives us certain number of recordings of where he asked the Lord, could he remove the cup? But he understood and he prayed. Prayed, saying, oh my Father. How many of us cried to the Lord, oh God, if it be possible, let this cup pass from me. He knew he was getting ready to go through a horrendous test and trial, but he knew it was his purpose. He knew in order to fulfill in its fullness, the purpose of why he came to earth, he had to go through it. But for a moment, he asked, if it be possible, if you can come up with any other way, God, come on, Father, if there's another way that you can do this, let this cup pass from me. He said, if we can come another direction, maybe you got a plan B. Maybe you got a plan C, D, E, F, and G, that we can do this another way to redeem this sinful nation, to redeem man back unto you. Can we let it happen so this right here can pass? You might have a moment where you're asking God to let it pass. But then you got to let the Spirit of God, you got to let the knowledge of God, the truth of God, the what the Lord has been depositing and what he has been saying, you got to let the purpose of God, let it rise up. And this has to be your answer. After you ask him to let it pass, you have to say, nevertheless, not as I will, This is submission. This is submission right here. Nevertheless, not as I want it, but as thou will. You want to rise again? Submit to God. Submit to what he's saying. Quit fighting with him. Quit wrestling with him. Quit walking away from him. Quit giving him alternative reasons. Quit giving him alternative plans. He already has the master plan. See, because he's the master builder, he has the master plan. He knows the right plan. He knows what's really going to work. What we think going to work, that's the wrong plan. You'll find out. You may do your plan, but there are cracks in your plan. In other words, you're building on sand. He wants to build us on a solid foundation. Hallelujah. So that when the time is right, when the season is right, when all things have been fulfilled, when the time is right, he will raise you up. Because see, when he raises us up, what has happened, that while we were in our downtime, that while we were in our dark places, God was working on us. Because it's really about working on us so that when he puts us on center stage, it's not about us. It has nothing to do with us, but that is all about him. Because see, when that candle is set on a hill, it's not about the candle. It's about what the candle is lighting up. And see, when God sets us, when he raises us up again, when he raises you up again, when he brings you from your low place to the center stage, when he raises you out of darkness, when he puts you into the light, that what men won't see you, but they'll see Christ that's in you. The hope of glory. And they'll say, well, if he did it for them, surely he can do it for me. If he bought them up, surely he can bring me up. I want you to know, baby doll, that somebody is looking at your life. Somebody is watching how you're handling this. Somebody is watching how you're going through day in and day out. Looks like your money is short and it's all telling jokes. And they're trying to figure out, how are you making it? How are you doing it? It's because you died and you allow God to raise you up. You allow God to be number one in your life. You allow God to take center stage. Ooh, glory, glory, glory in your life. You decided that it wasn't about you. It wasn't about your clothes. It wasn't about your hair. It wasn't about your makeup. It wasn't even about your money. But that if God be lifted up, you wanted to lift God. You wanted God to be glorified so that he could draw all men unto him. You shall rise again. I speak to you in your dark place. I speak to you in your lonely place. I speak to you in your wayward place. I speak to you while you're on the backside of the mountain and you don't know what to do. I speak to you, man. I speak to you, woman. I speak to you, boy and girl. You shall rise again. You shall get up again. You shall declare the glory. You shall declare the word of the Lord. You shall live and not die. You shall declare the word of the Lord and the works of the Lord. God, we thank you. God, we praise you for this day. Hallelujah, God. God, we give you glory. We give you honor, oh God. I speak, God, to those, oh God, that are listening to the sound of my voice, that are watching, oh God. God, I speak, Lord, that you will lift them up, God, from their lowly place, God. That you will raise them up, God, to let them know, God, that you haven't left them. You haven't forsaken them, God, but you're right there with them. God, that you're working a work. God, in the underground, you are working a work behind the scenes, God. You are working on them in the dark places, and that the day is coming that you will raise them up, God. God, I pray that they take courage that I pray that they be encouraged, oh God, to yet hold on to your unchanging hand. God, don't let them let you go, but God, hold on to them in the mighty name of Jesus. Somebody on today, God, is listening, Father, not feeling well in their body, feel like, God, there is no hope, but God, you was wounded for our transgressions, you was bruised for our iniquities, and the chastisement of our peace, God, is upon you, oh God. God, we thank you that you are the balm in Gilead. You are our healing Savior. God, I release healing to your people on today, God. God, I release healing to your people on today. God, I release peace, oh Father, to your people on today. Your people need you, oh God. Touch them as only you can. Touch them, oh God, from the crown of their head, God, to the sole of their feet, God. Somebody may be watching, don't know you, oh God, as the Lord and Savior. God, let them know that you are right there with them, that all they need to do is confess you as Lord and Savior. God, that they will confess you, ask forgiveness of their sins. God, open their heart that you can come on in, God, and be Lord of their life. Oh God, we thank you. Oh God, we praise you. God, we give you glory for what you're doing, oh God, that no matter what man says, no matter what it looks like, we will rise again. And we thank you on today, God, that we are rising again, that we are getting up again, that the church, oh God, that the body of Christ, that the name of Jesus is being exalted here in the earth. And God, we thank you. God, we praise you for this day and this time in the matchless name of Jesus. Amen. Amen. Come on and give the Lord a praise right where you are. Come on and give God glory right where you are. Come on and magnify the Lord right where you are. Oh, hallelujah. Come on and lift him up. You don't need no music. You got the joy of the Lord down on the inside. You got God's joy. You got God's spirit. You can lift your hands. You can clap your hands. You can stomp your feet and give God glory. Yeah, God. Hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. Because you're going to rise again. You can shout off of that right there. Prophesy to yourself. I'm going to rise again. I'm coming out of this. I'm on my way out. I'm on my way out. I am on my way out. You on your way out, daughter. You on your way out, son. You are on your way out, man of God. You are on your way out, woman of God. Hallelujah. Oh, glory to God. Glory to God. For great is the Lord, and he is worthy to be praised. Come on and bless the Lord. Hallelujah. Oh, glory to his name. Glory, glory, glory. Oh, hallelujah. Woo, Jesus. For the Lord is good, and he is worthy of all the praise. Hallelujah. Woo, glory. Woo, let that simmer, let it settle right there. Hallelujah. You're going to rise again. You're going to rise again. I know you've been in a fight. I know you've been in a battle. But you're going to rise again. Oh, you coming out. You're coming out. You're coming out stronger, more wiser. You're coming out better than what you did when you went in. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Take the lessons that you're learning in this season. Write them down. Hide them in your heart. Take the word of God. Hide it in your heart and watch how God brings you up again. Watch what you come out with. You went, might have went in empty, but you're coming out full. Ooh, Jesus. Oh, come on and bless the Lord again. Hallelujah. Glory.